That sure would be nice to go to the beach, wouldn't it? Go to the lake. Every year we have this, finally it gets warm enough to have like real summer. And a lot of E. coli. Unpopular opinion. I think people should swim in lakes that have high E. coli levels. I think life was better. Somehow we all survived when we used to not test for this stuff.
Okay, you first.
Oh, you get a little tummy ache. Oh, no. You get the poops. Big deal.
I'll meet you at the lake. You go ahead.
Why do we have to test for everything? I don't know that more data is always good. Is this a better outcome, you think? No one can swim because one person might get a little... get the runs? I don't know. I don't know what is...
I reject that premise because it wouldn't be just one person that got that.
How do you know?
History. Why do you think that they start testing for this stuff?
Because
a bunch of people got sick. That's why they test for this.
Let's say 10 people get sick.
Yeah.
And 10,000 people have a great time at the lake.
That's not... those numbers are not accurate.
I believe they're accurate.
I'm sure you do.
Where's your evidence? Prove me wrong.
No. You made the claim. You got to provide the evidence, not me.
Why do we have to test? This is my unpopular opinion. Yes. We are well.
One of several.
I don't know that. Is this that unpopular?
I will find out.
Maybe you guys are with me. 651-461-9226. Dan does think I have several unpopular. What happens on this show every day? And maybe this will be a recurring segment for us. And now, here's Jason's unpopular opinion. I always like these on social media when people kind of let rip their unpopular opinion. Most of the time, it's just engagement bait, right? Like, people are not, here's my unpopular opinion. You know, I should be able to take a walk down the sidewalk. You're like, well, that's, yeah, everyone thinks that. That's not unpopular. It's sort of like this dialogue about Sydney Sweeney and her jeans. Even the most woke people out there, I think, are at most neutral on the whole bit. But, you know, you find the three people who are loud and freak out about it. No, I don't know that closing these things. Now, maybe some public health expert can step up and tell me why. But like if the worst case, because when they say high E. coli levels, it really just means generally it's bird poop, right? Like there was a lot of rain.
It seems like they want to blame it on today.
And it washes the bird poop into the lake. But like we've spent our whole life swimming in lakes that have bird poop in it. And it didn't just start raining today. So why do we have to shut all this stuff down? And I get it. Once you test, you're like, well, now we know. So we have to take action, do we? We're looking for areas to cut government. We're looking for areas to save money. I say, how about lighten up with the lakes?
I think public health is under attack quite enough. Thank you very much.
I'm not attacking public health. I'm just saying, like, we don't need to protect people from everything.
Which is public health, isn't it?
No, public health is like a weighing of risk, a messaging as to what steps you would take, knowing what the risk is, knowing that every action has a reaction. So there's always, you know, unintended consequences, other risks. Public health is not, here is the established science. Public health is, well, there's always a balancing act. And in this case, I think the balancing act is you should do this. I am saying we're balanced in the wrong direction.
Okay.
Texter, if you have never had E. coli, shut up.
Well, there's that.
Look, if I shut up about everything that I don't know about, we'd have to cut 2 hours out of this show. It is horrible. I presume. I mean, it sounds horrible. I don't know. You're ingesting. But like, again, am I wrong that we used to just exist with it?
Yeah, and a lot of people probably got sick, and then they figured out maybe this is a good idea not to let people swim in the lakes with the bird poop.
I don't know that the sacrifice is in the right level here. Maybe swim in some poop. We were tougher. We were stronger as a country.
We were sicker.
Maybe build up some immunity. Drink down some goose poop in your water.
Okay. You first.
Well, it's a balancing act. You take a shot of vodka, then you take a shot of lake water, works. And then you take another shot of vodka. It's a cleansing. I mean, this is how it
works. You have to strain it like your olive oil stuff the other day.
I did have that olive oil washed martini.
Yeah.
Last night. It was delicious. If you're in the water and you can't see your feet, was what the news said, and the texter says, when could I ever see my feet in Lake Owosso? I was never sick. I was always swimming. Mm. That's right. Mm. We were a proper country. Jason, have your kids swim in the lake? I would. I might.
Fortunately, your children are smart enough to go, no. What, are you out of your mind?
Well, do I have to tell them that the lake has been closed because of E. coli?
Guessing there's maybe some signage around.
I don't know. Did they put up like police tape or something?
Probably
like,
something, yeah.
So dramatic. I just think we're so dramatic. And then the news is all like, it's E. coli. It sounds so serious. It's just like, yeah, some bird poop got washed in the lake. Big whoop. Big whoop. That's what I say.
It is what you say.
My other unpopular decision, opinion, and I hinted about this in the last hour.
This might be my favorite of your unpopular opinions, by the way.
Why do you like this opinion?
I don't know. I just love it. It feels so superfluous and preposterous on its face, and your commitment to it is such that I admire it.
Here we go.
Yeah, Jason. You knew that was coming.
Jason, it's pretty irresponsible to use your public voice to encourage risky health behavior without any evidence. Well, you know, Dan balanced it out. That's what we do.
That's what we do.
Legally, we're in the clear.
Totally in the clear.
Look, they closed it. I didn't tell you should go swim in a closed lake. I said, I don't know that they should close the lakes. That's very different. Also, like, let's settle down on, like, I'm encouraging irresponsible public health behavior. Look at this country. I am encouraging, like, sort of fun, kind of maybe borderline reckless right. public health behavior. That's not quite irresponsible. So I don't like the little free library. I don't like it. I don't like the phrase virtue signaling because generally I think signaling that you are virtuous is a good thing. We could use more of that in our society today.
Virtue should be encouraged, yes.
So I'm pro virtue signaling. But in the Star Tribune today, Laura Ewan, who I think is a wonderful, wonderful columnist, Laura strikes me as the kind of person who would love a little free library. Like, it's so sweet.
Yeah.
You're taking your walk in your neighborhood. It's wonderful. And then you can go and open this little free library, this little birdhouse in someone's front yard, and you can grab a hold for no charge of, like, a Harlequin romance from 1996.
Perfect.
Paperback with Fabio on it. I don't know. I assume that's what people are putting in those things.
I saw this article today.
You knew it would drive me nuts.
Oh, absolutely, because it was almost like it was written intentionally with you and this opinion in mind. Like, hey, if you think little free libraries drive you nuts, look at these.
Correct. Laura found, I mean, I guess, like, if you need a book that you don't want to pay for, gosh, if only there were a place where you could go to where it was free and they would call it something like a library. We have that. Now, there are 9 little free library spinoffs that Laura found in her column. And I'm not going to get into all of them, Dan.
Oh, I wish you would.
Need a dog toy, a tampon, or a poem? And honestly, doesn't this sound like a setup to an old Karnak joke?
Kind of does, yeah.
Johnny Carson?
Kind of does.
A dog toy, a tampon, and a poem. So
the fact that we're connecting Little Free Libraries and some sort of dog-related thing is a match made in heaven. That's perfect.
Someone has created a poetry hut. I actually like the poetry hut.
Okay.
Because, like, in life, if you weren't just going to come upon a poem, you know what I mean? And so there is a little bit of delight in the idea of you're out for a walk. You're like, you know what? Here's a little poetry. Huh. You know what, Dan? I'm fine with the poetry hut.
Okay.
I like the poetry hut more than the Little Free Library.
Well, you like a lot of things more than the Little Free Library, but...
There's a dog library.
Sure.
In St. Paul. And the dog library is, you know, you think about it. You're like, well, what would a dog want to check out? And a dog would want to check out sticks, tennis balls,
sure,
and dog treats.
There you go.
Now, again, like that's pretty good.
Yeah. See, you're coming around.
Actually, I like all of these better than the Little Free Library, which just goes to how much this thing annoys me.
You can tell. I love it.
Here's this kid. If you're watching on the YouTube stream, you can see the kid. 8-year-old Peter, spelled P-E-D-E-R, which, by the way, mom, Laura in South Minneapolis, is it Peter? Is it Pater? Like, why are you doing that to the kid? But Pater set up a Matchbox car free library.
Oh, there you go.
That's pretty cool.
That's fantastic.
All right. That's some of my... If you have an unpopular opinion that you would like to get off your chest, a lot of people come into my defense.
We've debated mine before. But my number one unpopular opinion, and I will die on this hill, is that the cycle is the dumbest baseball celebration in all of history. In all of sports, really.
It's pretty good. All right, your unpopular opinions next. Also, a little reaction, something that I have that might be an unpopular opinion, is about Mary Moriarty. As she announced she stepped down, we'll talk a little bit about some of the things she said today in just a minute. Texters, it's just bird crap. Let's swim. LOL. Go swim in some poop. Ha, 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 ha. I spit my coffee out, Jason. I have never had E. coli, but based on Jason's uninformed opinion, I want to go swimming. I've been a little constipated lately, and I think this might help.
I love it when they get it.
Jason, when I was young, I would ride my bike without a helmet to the lake and swim. No lifeguard, no adults, and my mom would come and get me and my bike, and she'd drive me home without wearing a seatbelt. Happy to be here to tell you. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm not one of these. Look, part of why I think this opinion of mine is so valuable is that it's different from my normal approach, which is I'm very much in favor of new evidence, new learning, improving. I'm not a big, like, well, we used to do it this way. Like, that's not my bit.
Instead of evolving in this particular instance, you want us to devolve.
Correct. Jason, I'm a certified pool operator, so I completely understand the seriousness of an E. coli fecal incident in a commercial swimming pool. I used to be a swimming pool manager, and we would evacuate the pool often because of a little kind of whoopsie-doopsie by somebody. And I would make the announcement in English and in Spanish.
Wow.
Yeah. Telling people to leave the pool and please go swimming in a swimsuit, not in your underwear.
So at that, but, had you not developed that opinion at this, or this opinion at that time?
No.
Or,
well, there's different science. A commercial swimming pool is very different from a lake because lakes are big. And
so you're thinking the bird poop should be less concentrated and therefore less of a problem.
And the certified pool operator continues, I'm inclined to agree with you.
Ooh.
That in a lake, unless the levels are significantly high, you can exercise some care and still safely swim in a lake. Well, now another texter. Now, if you disagree with me, that's why it's an unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to tell you that you're wrong, but just know, like, inside, I'm thinking that. Jason, I want to comment. I mean, it's fair to give equal time. I want to comment on the comment you made about those little libraries. They are very important to have around in the community. There are many who cannot afford to buy books. I was shocked at your statement about them. I agree. There are many who cannot afford to buy books, which is why I think it's so wonderful
that we have libraries.
Yeah, why would you want a little free library on a stick in your front yard other than to tell your neighbors how good you are? How good you are.
What if people have trouble getting to the library and here's something that's right next door?
I will bring you a book. No, I won't. That's not true. I'm not going to do that.
I really hope Julian Excelsior is joking. I'm really hoping that this is a bit.
Julie says this topic is crap. Move on. That's very good.
That's very good. Well done.
Julie's not wrong. Your unpopular opinion is about the cycle. In the news today, I think my unpopular.
No.
Quickly give your.
Well, it's
explanation.
Just that. Look,
we've talked about this.
If you're a baseball player and you get four hits in one game, that's a really good game.
It's
you,
good.
Right?
We're happy.
But for some reason, if you hit a single, a double, a triple, and a home run in the same game, simply because it doesn't happen terribly often in that counting kind of statistical way, we turn it into you've just hit 700 home runs and you're the greatest baseball player ever, and we just all freak out. When really, it's kind of just a random thing.
It's because we
can count to four, we've decided somehow that this is like an achievement, where nobody ever actually goes into a baseball game thinking, you know what I'd really like to do? I'd like to hit for the cycle today.
Yeah.
No, you want to get as many hits as you can, and if they're doubles and triples and home runs, that's better than singles.
True.
But if we can go 1, 2, 3, 4, we all lose
our
minds.
Neat. It's just numbers. It's just a silly pattern.
Silly. Exactly what it is.
UGEL's most unpopular opinion on YouTube, I think grown men wearing shorts in public look ridiculous. That's probably true. I sometimes wear shorts, but I don't love it. I feel like it doesn't look as polished as like wearing pants.
I don't like wearing shorts like to work for sure. But, you know, if you're just around going for a walk around in public, I don't think that's any big deal. Now, sweatpants, that's a different thing.
I think my today most unpopular opinion is that Mary Moriarty, the reaction to her has almost nothing to do with anything that she's actually done as the Hennepin County prosecutor. And while the idea that electing a public defender to be the chief prosecutor, to me, on its face, was ridiculous, I will say that they have put into effect a number of policies that actually are trying to make a difference with juvenile crime instead of crying and whining about how there's nothing they can do about it. And I do think our police department has largely blamed the prosecutor's office for the fact that there's nothing, they have little choice or little way to prosecute young people. And I think we got a lot of people pointing fingers at each other. And what we really have is a lack of commitment in our community to have a acceptable holding facility where we can actually put kids who are a danger to the community and who are endangering others. And is that the prosecutor's fault? No. Where are we supposed to put these 11 and 12 year olds who are stealing cars? Already the feds are saying that we're holding kids illegally. As it is. So my unpopular opinion is I think Mary Moriarty has been unfairly sort of given the shaft by people. Sort of a lazy take, I think. She's the worst. She's exactly what people elected. And I think today, if she were to run again, she would get reelected. I do. I'm not saying she should. I'm just saying I think she would. 432, DeRussia Eats. This is going to be a popular one. There's a Minnesota Twins pitcher that we all celebrated that he did not get traded away. He is still in town. And he, right after the trade deadline, what does Joe Ryan do? He's created a smoothie with a local restaurant. We'll talk about that in just a minute here on Drive Time. DeRussia Eats brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board. And today, an off day for the Minnesota Twins, but it was an on morning for one of the Twins' star pitchers, ace pitcher Joe Ryan, behind the counter at a Northeast Minneapolis restaurant, serving up his smoothie. Kamal Muhammad is with us, the owner of Parcel. Kamal, it's always good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Jason. This is it's always great to be back.
Parcel Organics is terrific. It has been very successful, hasn't it?
Yes, it's been great. We opened last year, January, and it's just been crazy since then. And
when you've gone viral repeatedly, and on my TikTok feed, I'm always seeing people with the Parcel, where they call it the Erewhon dupe, which is like an LA kind of organic, fancy pants Whole Foods.
Yeah, you know, when I lived out there for about 8 years between San Francisco and LA, and every corner had, you know, a smoothie shop, panini, organic, whatever. And moving back here in Northeast, you know, I look around and I see all these big brands, but there was nothing, you know, nothing healthy or organic. Everything was just felt like it was off of a Cisco truck. So, you know, after a few years of convincing that landlord to let us take over that corner and serving just a very particular type of organic food, you know, even in that smoothie, the almond milk you're drinking, we make that in-house. We don't buy the almond milk from the store. We crush the almonds and soak them in water and give you...
And you can taste it, too.
Yeah, so it's everything is really fresh. Yeah. So if you have any, you know, any dietary restrictions, that's a good store. And so since we opened, we've had a lot of athletes naturally come in on their own of different levels, from St. Thomas to the U of M, and then some WNBA players. And then Joe Ryan just happened to be, you know, he would come in from time to time, and we just started talking naturally, and then decided to, you know, do a product together. So this wasn't like us reaching out to an athlete for a sponsorship thing. This was just something that came about organically.
Joe would bike over, and then you guys were talking and you decided to create the Field of Dreams, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So we did a playoff, you know, playoff words. So it's Field of Greens. It, you know, it has kale, pineapple, a little bit of maple syrup, avocado, this blueberry, organic blueberry sauce that we make in house. So, it, you know, a little bit of peanut butter. It feels like you're drinking, you don't even know there's a cup of kale, you know, so you're getting your day's worth of greens in this smoothie that is just, you know, feels like you went to Dairy Queen for.
We actually had one of our friends talk to Joe as he was this morning. And if you're watching on the stream, you're seeing video of Joe as he was like serving it up this morning. Today was the official launch, right?
Yes. Yes, it was.
He is beaming. Like, he looks so happy to be serving that up.
Yeah, you know, he's a natural behind the kitchen too. So we're excited to have him. I know he's been busy these past few weeks, so we're excited to have him in house.
All right, here's a little bit of Joe Ryan. I think the first one, Dan, he's talking about, I don't remember. Hit the thing.
Before I had the Field of Greens on the menu, I would come in and get the blueprint every time. I had to check and make sure like the protein was clean and that we could take it with. We have pretty strict drug testing and stuff, and so whenever you go to smoothie places, you're always kind of a little bit worried. And I always opt for no protein just because it's not worth the risk. So they were super helpful and brought back the protein they use and showed me, and it's nutrition facts, so it's not even a supplement, so you're not really worried about that side of it. And I think just their openness with the ingredients made it really easy to come in and just order that smoothie every time and feel good about it. So
I thought that was so interesting, Kamal, because I did not realize how sort of potentially dangerous it is for an athlete to end up inadvertently having a banned substance because of the protein, the various proteins.
I mean, imagine the protein shake you buy your local grocery store at home. It's fine for you to be on the radio, but you're telling me that 23-year-old can't go out there and pitch
because
he got a little bit of extra whatever is in there.
Because that like shows up as a masking agent for something else. Like,
yeah.
There's a reason for it, but it's like, it's sort of crazy to think about.
Right? Yeah. And so, but luckily with ours, it's just 100%, you know, it has one ingredient in there and it was just 100% grass-fed protein, not 90%. And so after that, he was like, okay, I trust you guys. I'd come back here. And so he started bringing in his fiance in. And so they've been fans and good advocates and for being a tiny cafe in Northeast Minneapolis, it's a godsend.
Well, right, because you think about it, like what it would cost for somebody to do a collab with an athlete.
No, we couldn't afford.
You're a one store, little small, locally owned business.
Yeah, we couldn't afford them. We're not Nike,
right?
So it's not, you know.
So what's the deal here? Like, is he doing this just for fun, or does he get like a piece of the action, or is there a charitable component, or how's this working?
A little bit of all that. We do give him, we're giving him some royalties on it. But again, it's nowhere close to what he would get with a Jeep or, Grateful Dead or any of these other bigger brands. So it's pretty cool. And I think, it just goes to show what type of athlete he is, being an all-star pitcher, an Olympian, deciding to work with a smaller brand versus like
that's so cool.
Yeah, that rarely happens.
We like Joe already, but when you hear that, you're like, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, he's and our staff too. He's like, oh, he just seems like a regular guy. He's easygoing. I'm like, yeah, I know, that's interesting, right? Because you mostly expect him to be like, all right, paparazzi, we're in and out, 30 minutes. And he's like, no, I'm chilling. I'll hang out with you guys. I'll make some smoothies and I'll be back the next day. So it's great to have that originally from California, but having somebody who's down to earth. It just I think Minnesota Twins did well with him, specifically with him. So
And that's probably, let's be honest, like that's part of the attraction for him, I'm sure. You know, it's the same story that you had where like he's a California guy, you know, you could go to Whole Foods, but like trying to find really what he was looking for.
Yeah.
There's just not a lot of it out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And I think Minnesota, especially the Twin Cities, is trending that way. And, we're, I think being on the forefront of that, and you go out to eat and you've been around the neighborhood. You can't get away with not having a burger on your menu. So for us, trying to go the opposite direction and sort of picking our customer was a little bit of a risk, but it's panned out for us.
All right. One more soundbite from Joe Ryan, where we asked how he came up with this particular smoothie.
Yeah, Kamal was brought up. We tried this matcha route. I wanted to do this like matcha cream smoothie initially. But looking at the menu now and seeing some other options, I think there's probably a spot for one in there still. But the one thing that he did really well is he came in and broke down like the benefits of matcha, where I think the calmness that you get from the caffeine boost, and one of those is L-theanine. So making sure to add some L-theanine in there just to have just a little bit more of a calm, soft focus throughout the day. And I've been putting maple syrup on everything forever, so having some of that in there has been nice and sweet and a little Minnesota touch.
Parcel Organics, right in Northeast Minneapolis. It's delicious. It's really tasty.
I mean, it even tastes better when you get it right when it's made. You know, this has been sitting out for a little bit. But yeah, it is already, I've drank it twice today. I haven't had anything else. So it is delicious. Come try it. And we're thankful for Joe Ryan, our all-star pitcher, for coming in and pitching the smoothie.
What's the ultimate goal? Do you see having maybe a couple more parcels? Is this a concept that has legs, you think? It's more than smoothies. You've got like clean breakfast, organic.
Yeah, we're looking at a downtown location. We actually did a walkthrough yesterday with the airport as well. A lot of our customers are telling us come to Wayzata, come to the North Loop. So we are looking at other locations. We want it to be as easy as getting a Jimmy John's or a Chipotle. I think And I think, you know, being that brand that makes it super clean and easy for consumers is what makes us proud.
It's really good stuff. Kamal, one of the more innovative entrepreneurs we have in the Twin Cities. Go get
Thank
it.
You.
I love it. Congratulations. And we love Joe Ryan, so I know Twins fans are... You never know when Joe might be there. He was there this morning.
Yep.
But sometimes he's got to work.
Absolutely. Jason, thank you so much. Thank you to the team at WCCO as well.
Our pleasure. Yeah. Thanks, Kamal. It's called Parcel. It is right by Serdix, like across the street from Serdix, right by Kramarczyk's and All Saints. Just a great little kind of center of food businesses right there in Northeast Minneapolis. 449, that was DeRussia Eats, brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board. In just a minute, your advice for a guy with a bad back. We'll do that next. I don't know why I don't love talking about my back pain. I think it's because it makes me... I'm an energetic, active guy, and I don't like admitting that I can't as much. About 8 months ago, I finally got an MRI because my back hurt. It was how I celebrated my 50th birthday, getting an MRI.
Mazel tov.
And I did talk a little bit about that. I mean, I say I don't talk about it. I wrote a freaking article about it, so I guess I talked about it.
I mean, it's writing. That's not talking.
Yeah, it's fine. But, like, I was doing the stuff. So, like, the MRI said I had a degenerated disc.
Okay.
And they told me that everyone's discs degenerate over time. And some of us, we feel it. And some of us, we don't. And I'm one of the unlucky ones where the sort of little pad in between the bones is essentially gone. And so my back hurts. It doesn't hurt when I'm standing here. Although if you ask me, like, do I feel it all day?
Yeah.
Sort of yes.
Yeah. It's like anybody with back pain knows exactly what you're talking about.
It's like a low grade 2.
Yep.
It's there. I don't think about it, so I don't notice it. If I try to pick something up, I notice it. If I try to get out of a chair or get out of a bed, it hurts. Today I finally go to a doctor who's like, well, you could get surgery. He's like, it takes about 6 weeks to recover. He's like, not that you can't walk around in 6 weeks, but you can't walk distances.
Right. You got to just baby it a little bit.
And I'm like, well, I sort of want to suck it up. And also, I'm 50 and thinking of, like, every morning getting out of bed causing me pain for the next 30 years. Because, you know, I'm probably dying around 80 if I make it.
That's
to
the plan. Okay.
Well, it's, you know, I'm just saying, looking at the way I live my life. So I got prescribed like some strong acetaminophen. And, you know, I never take pain relievers.
No, you don't.
I cause pain in others. I do not like taking drugs. He told me, he's like, we do back surgeries. There are successful back surgeries. But you don't hear a ton of people like really excited about how their back surgery turned out. Right? Like that's sort of what I was thinking. Like, is anybody out there like, you know what? I had a back surgery and they fused two of my spinal bones together. And when it was done, woo! I feel great now. I'm not doing it. I don't know, man. Like, getting old sucks. It's not fun. I mean, it's better than the alternative. Don't text that. We know. We know it is better than that. CBS News coming up. Local news, too. And the D-Rush Hour news headlines. Lots of good stuff as we continue.